For KLCC, I'm Michael Canning. It is my honor today to be speaking with one of the most iconic and beloved personalities of our time, Joan Baez. She's a Grammy-winning musician who sold millions of albums all over the world, a social activist who continues to lead the way on issues like social justice, world peace, equality, and the environment, and in many ways she continues to be a conscience keeper of our time. Ms. Baez plays a concert at the Cuthbert Amphitheater in Eugene with the Indigo Girls on Wednesday, June 25th. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the music begins at 7:30. Hello, Joan. Thanks for taking some time with me today.
It's my pleasure. Absolutely. Thank you, Michael.
This summer marks the 50th anniversary of the Freedom Rides in Mississippi for the right for all to vote in 1964. Have you been thinking about those events, and maybe you have some reflections you can share with us?
Yeah, I think about those. I think about those times quite often, and there are dozens of thoughts that come to mind. One is that that was a victory for people, and we don't have that many big victories, but it really was. Civil rights movement was, and I was fortunate enough to be there and to know King and to know people who worked with him and to meet people in very poor areas and work with them as well. And experience, I'm always the happiest when I'm singing if I'm wearing both hats at the same time, one for social change and one for the voice. So that was certainly a time for that.
That cold autumn morning, no eye saw the sun. And Maddie Mae Collins, her number was one. In an old Baptist church, there was no need to run. And the choir kept singing of freedom.
You've called the 1960s and early 70s a perfect storm in our time. What did you mean by that?
I think I meant that there will never be another 10 years like that, and that people want that very badly because we don't know yet what we can have in place of it. And so for young people, they long for that time, and I think it was an explosion of talent, really good talent, and then there were these things happening in the world that you could identify. Like right now, you can't. There are too many things. There are too many places that need us, need our help, need empathy. And then it was easier because there were only two directions. One was civil rights, and the next one was the war in Vietnam. And it's almost as though our work was cut out for us, and we had the equipment for it, and that feeling that it was all there and that we were there. And that feeling hasn't come back round, in my opinion, until Obama was running for office. I think he changed the world during that time period. And getting into office, it became almost impossible to do the dreams that he had. But that was the feeling about the perfect storm. And we were, all these elements came together, and we had a feeling that we could change the world, and we did.
You don't then see those conditions being right in our present time. Is it possible that that kind of situation will happen again?
Well, you know, what's interesting is when Obama came on the scene, it was almost instantaneous that kids wanted to work for him. People wanted to share the dream. And that was its own explosion. And so I think that from that, we can see that it's possible to have another time like that. I mean, this is what it was like for me, and it was like for a lot of people that I know. So it's as though it came out of nowhere. And we don't know what the elements are that created that, except I know that it had to do with a personality. And that's not the way you're supposed to plan a movement, but it's the way movements happen.
Let's get back up to the present now. And, you open up an extensive North American tour with a concert in Eugene Wednesday the 25th. And then this fall, it looks like you've got more than a month-long European tour planned. Yeah. Do you still enjoy going on the road and playing dates like that?
You know, I enjoy it more because it took me to in my 60s to get my act together, you know, to get the right people on the bus, to understand that having, you know, having no maintenance or very low maintenance people with me is really the key to success and traveling and giving shows and enjoying ourselves. So all of the stuff starting years and years ago with stage fright, I don't have anymore at all. So it becomes an enjoyable experience. And also, I make it a point not to carry the world on my shoulders. If and when the call comes to me to do something that makes real sense and that I'm the best person to do it, then, you know, someday I will take that, you know, back out. And right now, I do most of what I do from home. I'm not searching to be in the limelight of social change.
What's bringing joy into your life these days, Joan?
Well, the most thing that's bringing the most, very easy to answer that, I've been painting. It's relatively new that I've been doing it seriously. And like people who start things like that, I'm just infatuated with it.
You'll be sharing a bill with Amy Ray and Emily Salyers. Have you toured with the Indigo Girls before, and how far back do you go with Amy and Emily?
I go back probably 20-some years. They're no longer young songwriters. You know, they're songwriters. And so, yeah, I've toured with them before, and it's totally a pleasure. They're very alive. Their music is what I depend on. Up for new things when I'm traveling to keep things fresh. My job in general with concerts is, I mean, as long as it's fresh, then it's going to work. Even if they're old songs and they're rearranged and it feels fresh, then we're okay. And when I'm with the Indigos, it is truly fresh. I mean, they've just written everything we're going to do.
What's on the set list, if you can tell me, for this tour coming up?
You know, I don't know yet. I can say that they're songs that some of them are new, because I have to make a point of that. I have to find songs that are new but public friendly so they don't start fidgeting. You know, my job is to never see anybody fidget or look at their watch. So that's the most difficult part. And then there are ones I've done for a long time that people, you know, may or may not have heard. And then there are ones that they came to hear in the first place.
Here I sit. On the telephone, hearing a voice I know, a couple of light years ago, heading straight for a fall. As I remember, eyes were bluer than robin's eggs.
Are there any plans for a new collection of songs soon, Joan?
Probably not soon, but I do have another album in me still.
Uh-huh.
And again, you know, in order for me to put out an album, it has to be at least as good as the best I've done so far. And so that means the songs have to be chosen carefully, and I have to be in good voice. And I think that's all possible. It's just not first on the agenda right now.
Joan Baez plays a concert with the Indigo Girls on Wednesday, June 25th at the Cuthbert Amphitheater in Eugene. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the music begins at 7:30. Tickets are available at Safeway Tickets West outlets, online at TicketsWest.com, and at the Cuthbert box office on show night. For more information about Joan Baez, visit her website at JoanBaez.com. Joan, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. You did your job. Now I've got to do mine. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Joan. Take care.
Bye-bye.